This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held delegation-level talks with his Mauritian counterpart, Naveen Ram Gulam, as part of his two-day official visit. During the meeting, they exchanged 8 MOUs and agreements related to local currency settlement system, credit facility agreement, training program for diplomats, sharing of white shipping information to deal with financial crime, cooperation in the field of MSME, training of public officers for good governance. Both prime ministers also e-launched area health center and 20 community development projects. After the meeting, Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed a joint press conference with his Mauritian counterpart, Naveen Chandra Ram Gulam. Prime Minister Modi said that India and Mauritius are not only linked by the Indian Ocean, but are also connected by traditions and culture.
भारत और मॉरिशस का संबंध केवल हिंद महासागर से ही नहीं बल्कि हमारी साझी सांस्कृतिक परंपराओं और मूल्यों से भी जुड़ा है। हम आर्थिक और सामाजिक प्रगति की राह पर एक दूसरे के साथी हैं। प्राकृतिक आपदा हो या कोविड विपदा, हमने हमेशा एक दूसरे का साथ दिया है।
President Draupadi Murmu today stressed the upliftment of the deprived and backward sections of society for the inclusive and sustainable development of the country. Presiding over the 72nd convocation of Punjab University, Chandigarh, President Draupadi Murmu said the students should have sensitivity and the spirit of love for the nation.
आप जैसे सक्षम युवाओं को देश के पिछड़े और वंचित वर्गों के लोगों के लिए अवश्य कार्य करना चाहिए। जो विकास की यात्रा में पीछे रह गए, उनकी ओर हाथ बढ़ाकर उन्हें भी आगे लाने के लिए प्रयास करना चाहिए, तभी समावेशी और स्थायी विकास संभव हो पाएगा। मुझे विश्वास है कि आप देश और समाज की अपेक्षाओं पर खरे उतरे।
Congratulating the students, President Murmu said that the students should keep a positive mindset and be familiar with emerging technologies to remain ready to face future challenges. She praised the university for its achievements. Chief of the Air Staff, Air Chief Marshal A.P. Singh, emphasized the need for rapid capability enhancements to address emerging security challenges in the evolving geostrategic landscape. He said this while addressing student officers from the Indian Armed Forces and the permanent faculty at the Defence Services Staff College in Wellington. The Air Chief Marshal urged the course officers to embrace change, critically assess evolving threats, and develop adaptive strategies for future conflicts. The central government arranged for the safe repatriation of 266 Indians on Tuesday via an Indian Air Force aircraft following their release from cybercrime centres in Southeast Asia. In a social media post, the spokesperson of the Ministry of External Affairs, Randeep Jaiswal, said that the Indian embassies, in collaboration with the government of Myanmar and of Thailand, played a crucial role in securing their release and facilitating their repatriation. He also informed that this followed a similar repatriation on Monday when 283 Indians were brought back to the country. The Delhi police's crackdown on illegal Bangladeshi immigrants is going on. During an operation in Southeast and South Delhi, the police arrested over 12 Bangladeshi nationals who had entered the country illegally. According to the Delhi police, several documents were also recovered during the operation. In Pakistan, the security forces have rescued over 150 hostages after militants from the Baloch Liberation Army, BLA, hijacked a train carrying more than 400 passengers in the Balochistan's Kutchi district. So far, 27 militants involved in the hijacking of the Jaffar Express have been killed in the security operation. The security forces managed to rescue hostages after a gunfight with the militants. The rescued passengers have been taken to March, a nearby town, where a makeshift hospital has been set up to provide medical assistance. India made a clean sweep in the men's discus throw F11 event on the opening day of the World Para Grand Prix Athletics in New Delhi yesterday, as Sagar clinched the gold medal with a throw of 34.84 meters. He was followed by Balaji Rajendran, who secured silver, while Janak Singh Harsana bagged bronze. And that is the end of this news bulletin.